The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day to you. It's 11:01 a.m. Central Time, where we are in the heartland of the country. And of course, on sale this week at the Power Mall, which is now open at 877-817-9829. Please call them right now. 10% off OptiVita products. And of course, the sale prices are marked in Power Hour J. We'll be doing a little Jay's Corner at the bottom of next hour, so you can listen to Jay. But right now, you can call her and talk to her before she goes on the air and order whatever you need to order and get 10% off OptiVita. You can also get 10% off head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. The sale prices are marked as well on 1, 3.5, and 5 gallon size. The other thing, too, Perrier was on the show yesterday, which is why we have the 10% off. Now, with Strauss Naturals and North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout, you spend $300, get $20 off your order. So you can literally order all the stuff that you need, including Nuke Protect. That's North American Urban Spice. If you order 4 bottles for each member of your family, if you haven't done that yet, you need to. And you order a couple of bottles of Strauss, you'll get to $300 real quick, and we'll give you $20 off. It'll happen at checkout. You can also call and talk to Jay, and we'll hook you up that way too. And don't worry about the shipping. If you want to order both Strauss and North American Urban Spice, call Jay. We'll work it out. All right? We have a lot of people calling and saying nobody's answering. Understand, if you call between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Central and nobody answers, it means we're on the other line with another customer. You can leave us a message. We'll be sure to call you back at your soonest convenience. If you don't, we have no idea you're trying to call us. So please leave a message so we can help you out. We do return calls, folks. We really do. All requests as far as prayers go, you go to thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, click the community tab, and there it is, prayer request. And, of course, donating is always a good thing. Phil in Florida, thank you so much for donating through the website yesterday. If you don't have the internet and not sure what we offer or you want to make a donation, you can call Jay directly, 877-817-9829. And if you don't have internet, you can request a Power Mall catalog, and we will hook you up. So we appreciate the donations and sharing with our partners as well. We got lots of them, including Fred Deshevsky at uscoincapital.com. He has a toll-free number you can call if you want to split off some of your earnings and go get yourself some of this great junk silver right here. This is the Franklin half. And the one I'm holding in my hand is 1959. This is pre-65 junk silver. This is going to be the modus of exchange if you find out that they've gone to digital and you just woke up one day and next thing you know, everything has been digitized and they're trying to control you. Well, there's ways to get this done. And calling Fred is one of them. He'll explain what you need to know so you can make the right decision. All right. Now, for those of you big fans out there that know that we try our darndest to get the right guests on, and by the way, we do have a number you can call to listen to the show. It's 631-359-8232. You can go to thepowerhour.com, click on How to Listen page, and it will show you. You can call 877-817-9829, ask for directions. Hey, can you tell me how to get home? No, not those kind of directions, all right? It's the How to Listen. James Roguski will be on the show at noon today. We're going to be talking about the WHO, the IHR, holistic health approaches. He's working diligently to inform people, you know, because there's been a lot of conflicting reports as far as who and what they've done, who, what, when, where, and why. whether these regulations are moving forward or not. We're going to get some clarification with James at the top of the hour coming up. Moving on to world news. Almost sound like Garner Ted Armstrong. Remember that? The world tomorrow. God, I'm taking you back into yesteryear. Either that or I'm dating myself here at 5 after the hour. Wink and blink and a nod has announced that the U.S. is going to give $404 million in aid to Gaza. Yeah, right. We'll see exactly where that aid goes. Bet it doesn't end up where it's supposed to, just like the money going to Ukraine. We don't know where that money went. People are starting to come out and admit that. We don't know where the money went. And, of course, they're trying to get all these other countries to back this ceasefire proposal for the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the warmongers continue to keep score. The UN says Hamas and Israel both have committed war crimes. The Gaza truce plan hangs in the balance. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. UN inquiry found yesterday both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes, starting with Hamas's October 7th attack by Hamas militants, killing 1,200 Israelis and taking more than 250 hostage. Israel's military retaliation has caused the deaths of more than 37,000 Palestinians. All right, so Israel, 1,200, Palestine, 37,000. Yeah. Gee, too bad we don't have a scoreboard up there that changes every time somebody gets killed. See, the whole idea is to draw your attention away from what's going on here. We got Russian ships parked off the U.S. coast. And you're all sitting there worried about what in the hell's going on in the Middle East, really? Oh, my God. Okay. Sources, of course, say that Biden's Gaza Pier, remember that? Kind of like a little resort out there in the Mediterranean. Reports are saying that it's endangering U.S. troops' lives, all for a photo op. Oh, we got to show you. Look at this, huh? Yeah, pay no attention. There's nothing happening here. Right. There's approximately 1,000 troops who are part of this novel operation to attach a floating pier to the coast of Gaza. But, of course, even though it went operational on May 17th, 8 days later, it broke apart due to heavy seas and had to be dismantled from the coast and repaired, just reattached last week. And now they're going to send $404 million in aid? Yeah, we'll see where that goes. And not only that, but there have been injuries, sniper fire, troops bombed, gunfire, mortars, troops ordered to wear tactical vests as far as 5 nautical miles out. Aid has to be rushed off the boats onto the temporary pier due to the constant attempts to attack it. You know, this almost sounds like the USS Liberty all over again, doesn't it? This is crazy. The Biden administration has boasted about the amount of aid moved over the pier, a little more than 2,000 metric tons to date, or 4.6 million pounds. What's this I hear about? It costs 20,000 and some change per pound to move this aid out there? What a waste. This is U.S. taxpayer dollars, folks. They recently acknowledged, by the way, that the service member had suffered non-combat injuries. I mean, they're being forced to work 12 to 48-hour shifts with very little sleep so they can move more pallets. Yeah. The service member was crushed by a forklift. He's now in Brooke Army Medical Center. They call it BAMC down there in San Antonio. According to the U.S. source, the service member is currently brain dead in a coma. Oh, gee, non-combat injury. Oh, Two other service members being injured, calling them minor injuries. These people lie through their teeth, folks. They can't be trusted. The EU, meanwhile, is proposing multi-billion dollar euro tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, imposing extra duties up to 38.1% on imported Chinese electric cars from July in a move China called protectionist, but its car industry dismissed as one without a major impact. We shall see. Do you remember that King Charles III first portrait that was going to hang in the Draper's Company on the walls there? It was set up more than 600 years ago as a trade association for wool merchants, but it's now primarily a philanthropic organization. We're talking about the Draper's Company here. Well, this portrait commissioned to celebrate Charles's 50 years as a member of the Draper's Company got vandalized by animal rights activists. A group called Animal Rising shared a video of campaigners pasting a picture of a character called Wallace from the Wallace and Gromit comedy series over the king's head. The so-called comic redecoration was designed to highlight an investigation that Animal Rising said found widespread violation of animal husbandry rules at farms approved by the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. A speech bubble next to the head of Wallace said, "No cheese, Gromit. Look at all this cruelty on RSPCA farms." The painting is protected by a sheet of plastic and wasn't damaged, according to the Philip Mould Gallery, where it's on display. Well, oh, this is the portrait, folks, that, you know, when you hold it up next to a mirror, it looks like the devil in there, you know. Probably Linda Blair coming out of The Exorcist.
In time.
Yeah, okay. This is so strange. Let's move on to what's going on in U.S. news. I get tired about what's going on in Europe. I mean, it's a sign of things to come, okay? If they're stopping, if the right-wing parties are stopping the left-wing from doing all this garbage, you can bet they're going to try it here. And it doesn't matter what Trump said on Dr. Phil. It doesn't matter about retribution. It doesn't matter about revenge, whatever. I want to throw this down to the cancel culture, because Joe Biden has now reacted to Hunter's conviction. He says Hunter's a victim of a weaponized system of justice. I can't have your cake and eat it too, Joe. You know, seeing the media pundits out there are telling everybody that, you know, it was a no-nonsense judge and a prosecutor who basically followed his instincts. Outside of the DOJ, of course, Vivek Ramaswamy says the Hunter Biden conviction's a farce because the purpose is in the public eye to actually legitimize the Trump conviction. Another goal to be the guilty verdict. It's designed to deflect attention away from what they should actually be going after the Biden family for, which is selling off our foreign policy to make the Biden family rich in places like Ukraine, where Hunter Biden has absolutely no business serving in the board of Burisma, or a state-affiliated energy company, which happens to be in the same country we're now sending $200 billion of American taxpayer money to, so says Ramaswamy. Whole thing is a downplay. But Biden, you know, here we have his son, guilty, all three gun charges, facing up to 25 years in prison and $750,000 in fines. The octogenarian pledged like last week in France he wouldn't pardon Hunter, but you never know. He hasn't spoken about whether he would commute Hunter's sentence. Weaponization, uh-huh. Weaponized system of justice, uh-huh. He commutes Hunter's sentence. It means Hunter's still a felon. You really think that's going to stop him from possessing a gun? I mean, this is a nonviolent felony, folks. Gee, there was just a recent Ninth Circuit court ruling on felons who have been convicted of nonviolent offenses can possess a firearm. Think about that. Speaking of Second Amendment, Governor Jeff Landry in Louisiana has signed legislation yesterday that ends state business with financial companies that discriminate against firearm manufacturers and others in the gun industry. Very similar to what New York is doing right now, prosecuting all these people and gun manufacturers. The legislation is the Firearm Industry Non-Discrimination Act. National Shooting Sports Foundation praised Landry for signing the FIND Act. NSSF Daryl Lasorda noted Governor Landry's work to protect gun makers and others in the firearms industry is a continuation of Landry's efforts as Attorney General, where he fought tooth and nail to protect the Second Amendment. The FIND Act was passed by the legislature in 2021. It was vetoed by then Governor John Bel Edwards. Today's bill signing by Governor Landry demonstrates elections have real consequences. In similar fashion, the constitutional carry passed under then Governor Bel Edwards only to be vetoed. But Landry entered office promising to defend Second Amendment rights and on March 5th this year signed constitutional carry into law. There you have it. Louisiana, constitutional carry. Thomas Massey, meanwhile, has introduced a bill for an end to government funding of censorship. This is H.R. 8519, for those of you who are interested in looking it up. It does three things. It recognizes such funding for what it is, government funding of censorship. The short bill would prevent the government from funding three things: disinformation research grants, secure and trustworthy cyberspace grants, and programs within the National Science Foundation, Track F, Trust and Authenticity in Communication Systems. So there you have it, all that gobbledygook. By the way, for those of you NBA fans out there, Jerry West, remember him? He was the three-time NBA Hall of Fame selection of the NBA logo. Dies at age 86. He was selected to the Basketball Hall of Fame three times in his storied career as a player and executive. His silhouette is considered to be the basis of the NBA logo. He passed away this morning. He was named Mr. Clutch, by the way, for his late game exploits as a player. Went into the Hall of Fame as a player in 1980. He was GM of the eight championship teams with the LA Lakers, helping build the Showtime dynasty, working in the front offices of the Memphis Grizzlies, the Golden State Warriors and the Clippers. And now we have a pet med warning out. I got some news yesterday from some pet owners. Had to do some research here. There is a stuff out here called Comfortis. Ever heard of it? Comfortis users are sounding the alarm regarding adverse drug events to the FDA after giving their dogs the drug. This is prescribed by veterinarians who some of these dog owners think don't know their butt from a hole in the ground because of the adverse events these things are causing. Vomiting, depression, lethargy, anorexia, ataxia, diarrhea, pruritus, trembling, hypersalivation, and seizures. Wow. We even have provided you with a numbers at the FDA and Elanco Animal Health to report. Some dog owners have found that giving your dog alkaline water to your dog in small amounts will help restore their electrolyte balance and bring them out of this funk. But some of these users are warning others, don't give your dog Comfortis. This drug is really bad stuff. You want to see your dog go down the toilet real fast? Yeah. This is the users sounding off. I get personal emails in the inbox and then I investigate. See, I do pay attention to what's going on here. In the food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading catalog, we have an ebook out there that you can download in a PDF on tips for storing water for an emergency. It's a simple checklist on any number of websites. But it's not going to be enough to protect your family in an emergency, which is why we put this out. The water storage is a topic that you need to understand at a deeper level. You need to know how to think about water storage for an emergency so you know how to apply the tips to real-world disasters. That's why the book was written, covering the basics of water contamination and emergency water treatment, the role of stored water in your prep plans, how much water you should store, what types of containers to use, how to ensure your stored water is safe to drink, the exact procedures for making your own bottled water in the proper way, two types of water to store, how to assign someone to manage your water supplies, and how to keep inventory of your water and help your neighbors without giving all of it away. Pretty cool, huh? Told you we're all about solutions here. All right, moving into the mainstream news now. Here's some very disconcerting news coming at you. And when I read this article, I'm like, wow, this sounds like gain-of-function research that's being covered up. Oh, yeah. This is a House panel that has found government officials misled about risky monkeypox research. Mpox, it's called. Government officials falsely said an experiment that would place genes from one Mpox strain into another was never proposed or approved, according to an investigation from a U.S. House of Representatives panel. Dr. Bernard Moss, a longtime scientist with NIH and NIAID, EIEIEIO, told a magazine in 2022 he planned to take genes from the highly virulent clade 1 Mpox and place them into a less virulent but more transmissible strain as part of ongoing testing in mice and other small animals. Gee, Sounds like gain of function research to me. The guy is a friggin' liar. House Energy and Commerce Committee requested more info from the government, expressing concern with it. Dr. Moss and other NIAID officials within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the NIH's parent agency, repeatedly told members the experiment was never formally proposed or approved. They have no plans to move forward with it, according to Melanie Egerin, the department's assistant secretary for legislation, said in a letter dated April 26th of last year. Dr. Moss said in prepared remarks to the committee in a closed-door meeting later that year, he was focused on transferring genes from clade 2, the less virulent strain, into clade 1. Hadn't performed any experiment swapping genes from clade 1 into 2. I have not planned to propose any such experiments. But members found, after threatening subpoenas, the NIH's Institutional Biosafety Committee in 2015 reviewed a proposal from Dr. Moss for the experiment and approved it. The members reviewed the documents in camera. That doesn't mean they looked under a camera. It means behind closed doors, all right? That's what judges do when they have they want to review stuff that can't be viewed by the jury or the public. They take it in what we call in legal terms in camera. They reviewed these documents because government officials said making the records public could carry biosafety risk. That was yesterday in a published June 11th report detailing the investigation. The approval for the experiment was in place until May of last year when it was revoked by the NIH about 7 months after it started expressing concern. Talking about the committee, the work was funded under a grant on which Dr. Moss is listed as a principal investigator, according to the panel. The publicly available information of the grant does not describe the experiment. Ms. Egerin later reversed her previous stance, writing recently in a follow-up letter that research involving bidirectional transfer of genes between clades 1 and 2 of monkeypox was considered and approved. Monkeypox, MPXV, is an acronym for the monkeypox virus. That is gain-of-function research, folks. When you're merging something into a more transmissible virus, that is gain-of-function. These people are liars. You cannot trust them. We need to defund. If you're going to defund anything, defund these scientific agencies. We have enough spook material out there. And now they're trying to cover it up. Sounds like it to me. I don't know about you. Sam Brown, know him? He's the U.S. Army Afghanistan war veteran who was disfigured by an IED. I believe that's how he was injured. Days after clinching an endorsement from former President Trump, he has won Nevada's June 11th Republican U.S. Senate primary and is going to come up against incumbent Senator Jackie Rosen, Democrat, Nevada, in November general election. AP called the race very early with 58% of the results in. He defeated Dr. Jeffrey Ross Gunter, former state Nevada lawmaker Jim Marchant, U.S. Air Force veteran Tony Grady, and six other Republican hopefuls in the crowded party preliminary. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina defeated a McCarthy-backed challenger Catherine Templeton yesterday to win the Republican nomination for South Carolina's first congressional district, which includes Charleston. She was one of eight Republicans who voted to oust former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy in October last, seeking re-election to the district, which encompasses the city of Charleston, much of the state's coastline. Ms. Templeton is one of several candidates Mr. McCarthy has endorsed since his removal. Ahead of the race, polls indicated most voters still backed Ms. Mace, who would start her third term in office next year if she wins the general election. House and Human Services has been sued over a rule requiring healthcare providers perform gender transition procedures. And that prompted the attorneys general of Montana and Texas yesterday to file a lawsuit against Xavier Becerra, secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, over a rule that says that states pay for gender transition procedures through their Medicaid programs. Folks, this requires your tax dollars. And it requires healthcare providers who receive federal funding to perform such procedures, even in violation of state law. So they filed the lawsuit. We're talking about Ken Paxton here with the U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Texas and Tyler, asking the court to block the new rule recently published by the HHS and the Federal Register that modifies non-discrimination protections of the Affordable Care Act in a way that it expands the definition of sex discrimination to include discrimination based on gender identity. They argue the complaint, the final rule, is unlawful, unconstitutional attempt to override state law seeking injunctive relief to prevent it from being enforced. Meanwhile, in Florida, a federal judge has overturned key parts of that Florida ban on transgender procedures for minors. Yeah, Judge Robert L. Hinkle. 105-page order. Blocking enforcement of key provisions of SB 254. Robert Hinkle. He is a Clinton appointee. Yes, Hinkle rhymes with tinkle. Struck down a series of key provisions that ban sex reassignment surgeries, puberty blockers, and cross-sex hormones for minors, calling parts of the ban unconstitutional. The judge's order does not apply to transgender surgeries, only to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. Well, there's the start of it all. Yeah, it may be medically appropriate, so the Florida statutes that ban such procedures are unconstitutional. See, they will try everything, their damnedest, to screw with our kids. A federal judge, meanwhile, has blocked Biden's pro-transgender rewrite of the federal government's Title IX regulations against sexual discrimination. This is a statement from Ken Paxton, who took it to court up there. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor declared yesterday that the decision only protects Texans. Title IX. To allow the Biden administration's unlawful action to stand would be to functionally rewrite Title IX in a way that shockingly reforms American education and usurps a major question from Congress. That's not how our democratic system functions. The lawsuit will be appealed. The dispute over Title IX and transgenderism likely is going to be shaped by the U.S. Supreme Court amid the political standoff in Congress. Title IX allows for differentiation based on sex due to biological differences such as intimate facilities, bathrooms, and athletic teams, sports, he wrote. And of course, there's something, you know, Fulton County, man, I'm telling you, there's some really crazy stuff going on down there. There's a rapper named Young Thug. Ever heard of them? Him? Yeah, his attorney, Brian Steele, was arrested and sentenced to 10 weekends in the Fulton County Jail after being held in contempt of court on Monday. And this is because he called out the judge who held a meeting with a witness, and the attorney found out about it. Had a secret meeting with prosecutors and one of the prosecution witnesses. Sorry, that's an ex parte. That's wrong. The attorney called him out on it. And the judge didn't like it. Oh, you gotta love that. They're wonderful. Only in Fulton County, Georgia, could junk like this happen. Well, we'll be back with news about the economy that gets crazier by the minute after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have champions voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this hump day for our edition here. Once again, for those of you just dialing in, you might want to stick around after the top of the hour. James Roguski is supposed to be joining us here, talking about this, the issues with health and issues with this World Health Organization and what they're trying to do to us. He's been doing a lot of in-depth research on this. We'll discuss that in the next segment here on the Power Hour. Moving along with the economy, there's that sucking sound again, folks, and it's not the sounds coming out of Bill Clinton's closet in the White House. A Florida jury has found Chiquita Brands liable. We're talking about the banana makers. This has nothing to do with the Banana Republic. The banana giant Chiquita Brands has to pay $38.3 million to 16 family members of people that died. But not because they ate Chiquita. They ate a banana. Not because they slipped on a banana peel. No. They funded, actions in Colombia resulting in a long civil war by a violent right-wing paramilitary group funded by that company. In other words, they literally were funding, and this was in Florida at West Palm Beach, and it marks the first time a company's been found liable in any of multiple similar lawsuits pending elsewhere in the U.S. courts, marking a rare finding that blames a private U.S. company for human rights abuses in other countries. According to court documents, Chiquita paid the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia, known by its Spanish acronym AUC, about $1.7 million between 1997 and 2004, AUC is blamed for the killings of thousands of people during those years. Chiquita has insisted its Colombia subsidiary, Banadex, only made payments out of fear that AUC would harm its employees and operations, according to court records. Well, jury wasn't buying it. So now the 16 family members of people killed during the Civil War, which followed this verdict, was a six-week trial, 2 days of deliberations. The Earth Rights case was originally filed in July of 07. Combined with several other lawsuits. Wow. See how long it took the system of justice to get to where it is now? Jeez. See, that's what's wrong with the country, folks. The General Motors Board of Directors has approved a new $6 billion share buyback plan. Yep, Government Motors. That's what we call them. Here in Broadcast Central, the automaker is banking on demand from its gasoline-powered models. GM now projects the higher end of its 2024 EV production to be 250,000 units, down from a forecast of 300,000. Look, if nobody's buying it, nobody's buying these electric vehicles. I mean, one EMP, that electric vehicle is done for. That's the big raspberry, meaning the vehicle quits working. One EMP, bingo, you're out. And not only that, but I mean, if they take down the grid, who's going to run these electric charging stations, the EV chargers, you know? How's that going to work if the power grid's down? How are they going to charge their vehicles? So the vehicles are sitting there by the roadway, right? I mean, Tesla's got some real big problems too, because now there's videos out showing the failure of these autopilot systems. You put on the automatic driver, you know? And they crash. Gotta love it. Rents kept climbing rapidly last month. Despite cooler overall inflation in May, shelter prices continue to climb at a rapid pace, according to government data. Consumer price index for rents rose 0.4 points for the second month in a row. Compared with a year earlier, the rent index is up 5.3%. Measure called owner's equivalent of rent, which aims to measure the cost of housing for homeowners, also up 0.4% for the month. It's up 5.7% compared with May of last year. So much for statistics. You know, it doesn't really matter what they say, and we're talking about the government. A recent survey from Gallup found that 38% of Americans are confident President Biden's policies will be right for the U.S. economy. 38%? Wow. Now, these are the ones that, you know, don't care about how bad it is in the grocery store and at the gas pump. And it doesn't matter whether gas prices fell. They're still high. I don't know what you paid. I paid $2.89 a gallon to fill up yesterday. And the Fed is leaving interest rates just the way they are. Yeah, Billy Joel should rewrite that song. Yeah, they left them just the way they are. Yeah, they should write it that way, right? No love lost there, right? Even worse, a recent study shows 25% of bosses hoped return to office mandates would make some workers quit. They call it RTO, return to office, right? This is a software company, Bamboo HR, and they went out and they surveyed responses from over 1,500 employees, with a third working in HR, exposed the poorly executed failure of the return to office movement. And why is that? Well, when they told everybody, you got to stay home or you'll die. You know, stay home and we need you. This COVID thing is going to kill everybody. So, you know, then all of a sudden that blew over. Oh, well, we need you to come back into work. And it's a mandate. Now, if you don't, then, well, we're going to have to lay you off. No, see, they were trying to get people to quit so they wouldn't have to pay unemployment. The study suggests the end result has been the emergence of a different office culture, one that is even more performative, suspicious, and divisive than before the corona pandemic. Employees both working remotely and in person feel the need to demonstrate productivity, with more than a third believing that being seen socializing and moving around the office is necessary. Oh, we got to have that water cooler talk. God, thank God for water coolers, right? Kevin in Ohio, how are you this morning, sir? Actually, it's afternoon your time. Good. Go ahead.
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, sounds like it. There's a few things. Earlier in the year, I made you a possible bet. I said that Michelle will be running against Trump. And oh. Now I want to switch. It's going to be Newsom.
Ow! Oh, not the devil. The devil incarnate. Kevin, the devil incarnate?
Yep. He's going to be the one. And then here's one on those the gun charges again. You know, the guilty verdict on Hunter.
Yeah,
he's got tax charges against him in California.
Yes, and I'm hearing now in September.
I'm hearing now he can cop a plea deal.
Huh.
And if they do something like that, that can be behind closed doors. And he can get out of it, you know, for squealing, whatever.
Yeah, possible.
So, yeah, I think that's possible. That's in the works. And, I also heard earlier this morning when it's inflation, they're not including rent in that.
That's why we just talked about
Have
it.
that they're not including rent?
Well, I mean, it was only included in the consumer price index, not the overall inflation. This is a problem too, because we were just studying a report in Florida this morning that Southwest Florida's economy, the real estate market, is going south in a hurry because they're building all these new units. There's a glut. Nobody's buying the insurance. I mean, right now, $8,000 a year for flood insurance. Really, nobody's going to want to buy anything in Southwest Florida.
Oh yeah, my daughter down in St. Petersburg, she canceled her insurance like 2 years ago. They totally own their home, and they weren't going to pay it, and they don't pay it. And a hurricane insurance too. They decided, we'll just suffer whatever it is.
Well, see, hurricane insurance right now is about $1,800 a year, and that means you still have to pay. You still have to pay somewhere between $2,500 and $5,000. See, I used to live down in that area. I know Pinellas County. So, I live there. You know, I worked in Florida. So, you know, I know exactly what they're going through. And that's one of the reasons I said, look, things are not looking too good here. And I'm getting calls from homeowners down in Florida. And they literally are doing the same thing. They're paying off their mortgages because mortgage companies are forcing homeowners to have to buy this stuff. And it's getting crazy. The economy, if they don't do something about this in the Florida legislature with all these insurers leaving the state, if they don't do something about this, there's going to be financial collapse in that state.
Now, what a horror story.
Just
from every single angle. Every single angle. Well, thanks, Dave. Keep up the good work.
God, I appreciate you. That, sir. Thank you for your donations, too, as well. Brady in Arizona, you're up next. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks, Dave. I was going to say, I think the people are going to be leaving Florida in more droves, and the price is falling as soon as the sightings keep increasing of the nuclear submarines from Russia. They're popping up 60 or 70 miles off the coast in between Cuba and Florida. I think that should be making the headline news, wouldn't you think? You remember the Cuban Missile Crisis of the 70s? Well, now we got it again, and now we got Mongo in charge, you know, President Mongo. So we're in a big heap of doo-doo
Now. I thought the Cuban Missile Crisis was in the 60s.
I was close. 10 years off.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. We're just praying. Please, Vlad, D.C. Please, Vlad, D.C. You know, see, D.C. could go to hell in a handbasket, and I don't think any of us would miss it.
No, not at all. And one thing, on June 9th, the petrodollar, which was in force for 50 years, is no longer in force with Saudi Arabia. That means they have just signed relations for protection. Is that what it was originally designed for, protection from the U.S. government in regards to the oil trade? Well, no, that protection, instead of being used through the United States, they have just now signed a pact with Russia. So it's probably going to be called in the near future the petro-ruble.
Oh, ouch, that hurt.
Not good.
You got to love it. Thanks, Brady. Appreciate your call. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Thanks for your service.
Hey, Dave, thank you. I just want to say thanks. I haven't chimed in a while. I just want to say thanks for what you're doing, man. And you bring up so many good topics, man. And it's just very good to hear somebody like yourself out there. You guys were talking about Florida. I was wanting to know if any of you or any of your other people on here have heard. There's a guy I'm on YouTube quite a bit. There's a guy that comes on there that's talking about whatever you do, don't move to Florida. And because of what you guys are talking about and other issues. And I lived down there for a long time, Dave. I was stationed in the Navy down there in Jacksonville, yep. And I lived in Gainesville. But do you know that this guy was saying that the average temperature in the summer has gone way, way up over the past 10, 15 years? Did you know about that?
Well, I did because I lived through it. I moved to Florida in 2012 and left there in 21. So I lived there for a number of years and I've been through it. We've had triple digits on occasion, most of the time in the upper 90s. The thing is, you know, I've Hurricane Irma, I actually sheltered in place. And the only thing that happened to our house was that the bushes blew over a little bit and I straightened them up and they grew up just fine. A lot of people, the closer you were to the coast, and this is a sad thing about anybody that's lived in Florida understands, especially if you live along the Southwest Gulf Coast, which everybody says is the secret, you know, Charlotte County, Sarasota County, Lee County, Collier County, those counties, basically Pinellas, they are all, a lot of these are in flood zones. And this is the big problem right now because they just released a map showing Florida, and the chances are likely if you live up in the Panhandle area all the way down to Cedar Key, which is at the bend, you are 42% likely to suffer through a Category 3 hurricane or greater. So,
wow.
I mean, there's just so many things right now. And people are, you know, the climate change people are out there blowing smoke up our butts. And, you know, I'm tired of it. Florida has a lot of things going for it. But the legislature needs to do something about this insurance problem, because with the government coming in here and people building homes right there on the coast, and then they get wiped out, and then the insurance pays for it. They put another home up there just so that they can have the luxury of saying, I live on the water and I can just go out there on my dock and put a boat in the water, and just so they can say that they have that. Now they're paying for it. So I'm not sure whether these people are getting their just desserts, or it's all they're building homes on the coastlines out of stupidity, knowing that, you know, we are going to see an increase in the water level. So in addition to the hurricanes, I mean, they quit screwing with our weather, you know, but Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, all of those areas, 34% chance of a category 3 hurricane or greater. I mean, this is what the new map and what the climatologists are now saying. So, you know, we take it with a grain of salt. People live in Florida because the weather's nice, because they, you know, they don't like, you know, don't feed the alligators. Airboat operators have been killed. You know, people that are, you know, they get black bears down there. I mean, there's all sorts of things. I mean, you lived in Alachua County. You know that the corruption is crazy there. I mean, it doesn't take much. If you live in Jacksonville, North Carolina now, the crime rate is nutty. I mean, we're studying all this stuff on a regular basis. I constantly am getting news updates from all around the country, and Florida is no different. It's a mess. They got to do something to fix this, even though they got Grady Judd and some sheriffs that believe in the Second Amendment. That only works so much. So, you know, when people are doing without, you know.
I knew about all this other stuff, Dave, and when I was down there, I mean, everybody understands the heat down there. Everybody knows that, but this guy was saying that the heat has gone way up average-wise, which I did not know, and it's already extremely hot. But anyway, I'm gonna cut it. My wife is getting ready to go see her brother, which was the one that said you were over-informed, so I'll let her know that you're still over-informed,
well,
Dave. So.
Tell her the over-informed said hi. I appreciate your call, Jeff. Thanks so much. Patrice in Ohio, good morning. It's still morning. Not there, but here.
It's 12:51 in Ohio.
I know. That's right.
Two things. Martin Armstrong says they're going to put in Hillary because they're going to take Biden out because they need a warmonger. And the second thing is, you know, they've changed Tornado Alley now.
Oh, they have.
And it's right over Tennessee now, which isn't that interesting because they are fighting the geoengineering.
That's right.
And there's a boatload of gun owners that live there. So
that's right.
Who do you think they're trying to take out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, we can sit there and point fingers. I mean, I see chemtrails where we are.
No, I owned property in Tennessee that I sold because of this. They have had tornadoes in the same exact places in Kentucky and Tennessee in the last 3 years. They've never had this, like, in the history.
Right outside Nashville. I've seen them multiple times there. Hey, but I've seen them in Montgomery County, Ohio, right outside Dayton. I've seen tornadoes on the ground. So
there was one in my county. That was that just happened in it happens here too. But I have a basement. They don't have basements in Tennessee.
No, they don't.
I did.
Yeah,
most people.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. No, I used to work for a radio station in Dayton doing news, so I knew about that tornado. I saw they got pictures on the wall. As a matter of fact. It was rather interesting. I worked back in Dayton at a news talk station there in the 70s. So anyway, well, I appreciate your call, Patrice.
The Xenia one.
Xenia, Ohio. That's right. Major tornado in Xenia. Thank you for taking me back into Never Never Land, into history. Thank you, Patrice, for your call. We appreciate that. Hey, you know, we've got some health news here that you probably should know about. There is a study that says exercise in the evening lowers blood sugar levels the most of all the times to exercise, as published in Obesity. Exercise may be more effective than antidepressants in treating depression. Yep, more so than antidepressant drugs, with dancing far surpassing all other activities and pharmacological treatments, and intense exercise close behind. So there you go. Turn up the stereo and go for it. There's a risk assessment report out. New guidelines suggest fewer Americans should take statins. Well, you know what? I've got a bottle of Strauss Heart Drops right here. I'm holding up in the screen. If you would just be taking these things like I do every day, hey, you watch me do it on camera if you're watching this live stream, you wouldn't need statins. The Food and Drug Administration has warned consumers to avoid eating specific shellfish that have been harvested off the coast of Oregon in Neatarts and Tillamook Bays that were harvested on or after May 28th. These shellfish have been distributed to Arizona, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, New York, Oregon, and Washington. Consuming them could result in serious illness. You know, these are Razor Bay clams, you know. I remember my dad ate some bad clams once in the cafeteria just as he was about to go play in a golf tournament. And so he didn't get to go because he was in the hospital because of shellfish poisoning. He ate bad clams, so they gave him a trophy because he couldn't show up. It said, all clammed up. Little humor there. Elon Musk, by the way, has withdrawn his lawsuit against OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman. And we have a 40-page article of things to come on Simulacrum, technocratic tyranny behind a medical mask. We'll be talking to James Roguski after the break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregano Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.